Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And Drive chef Jamie Mountford is here, as he is on the first and third Friday of the month. I had to think about that for a moment. My brain says it's fortnightly, but that's not the same. So, Jamie, you're welcome, as always.
Yeah, it's great to be here again.
Yesterday on the programme, we were talking about monk jack deer, which are apparently escaped from Woburn and Whipsnade many years ago and are now finding themselves in the Mill Road Cemetery.
Oh, really?
And today we're going to learn how to cook them.
We are indeed, and what flavours go with them best.
I know, it's a bit unfortunate about that deer. It's one of these creatures, really. It's a bit like rabbit, I suppose. You know, you think of the cartoon aspect of it, and
I don't really think about cartoons.
You don't, do you? No, you just think about
what flavours go best with them.
Put them in the oven at 200 degrees or something. Just make your
give you a bit more respect. Give you about 160 degrees, and then just try to overcook it.
Oh dear. The first time I had I would have had deer, I think, would have been in Sweden. Very nice West restaurant. Somebody else was paying, as is normally the case for me. Very thinly sliced and quite a very distinctive flavour as well.
Quite rare, was it?
Rare-ish, I would say. And I don't normally like rare, but I did enjoy this.
The best way to serve, you can get it really nice, and you get a lot of flavour from it being more rare than well done. If you have it any more than medium rare, it's just no point. It's like leather.
And that applies to game in particular,
mainly,
or across the board for all?
Mainly deer. You know, we're coming into the season of game. You know, you've got the goose, which is September to December, pheasant, October to February, grouse, the glorious 12th of August, December until December the 10th, wild duck, September the 2nd till January the 31st, and woodcock, October the 1st to January the 31st.
So why in particular are the birds more prevalent or suitable at this time of year, latter half and going into autumn and winter?
Well, what we're finding is that the game season's starting, as in the shoot season as well. So there's a lot on the outskirts of Cambridge. You know, we're using a company called Haney Game near Ely, who go out on a shoot, and then they get all the birds and then send them over to us at the restaurant, and then we use them. So, you know, they specialise in using birds that have been out in the wild and so on, and they're really well looked after, and then they send them over to us, so there's no waste. So there's a lot of shooting going on, and it's a bit of a sport within the area, well, everywhere in the country really. But the best thing they're doing is they're sending them over to the restaurant so that way you can use them.
I suspect I'm making a few vegetarians. You're allowed to tune away, come back at 6.
You know, the best thing about it though is that it's local, because it's just above your head. You don't even have to go to Tesco's.
I guess so. If a bird is shot,
yeah,
and it's then going to be cooked, do you then have to check where the bullet's gone in and make sure that, you know, you're not serving up a few pellets
in
with
the
meal?
There's been a few times where I've done that, and it's quite hard to get rid of. It's just, you know, feeling it, because when we take the birds apart, you know, there is quite a bit of shrapnel on some.
Mm.
So you just take them apart, and then if you can see or feel that there's shrapnel in there, what we try to do is take it out with a knife and so on.
Okay.
But it depends what you're going to do with it, if you're going to stew it, or if you're going to pan fry it, or you're going to turn it into a mousse and so on.
And does there become a point where you would say, well, I'm not going to use this bird because the pellets have gone, or something, you know, shrapnel's gone too far?
There's been a time where I was actually quite happy to serve it, because it actually added to the locality of it. It added to the whole, you know, we were using this bird, we've shot it ourselves. It's adding to that, you know, special feature that it's not from down the road from a local butcher's. It's actually what the locals have brought in, and we're supplying it. But then on the other side, you know, you do get the odd customer who's like, it's a bit of shrapnel on my beard. I was just like, well, it has been shot, yeah. So
I guess it depends on the customer, doesn't it, as much as anything else. Okay, so look, how are you going to cook it, and how are you going to serve it?
So shall we talk about shall we talk about pheasant? So I was talking to my head chef today, and he was talking about pheasants, and I was saying, how would you serve it? How would you do this? And, you know, because I was looking at recipes that I've used in the past. I was looking at blackberry, I was looking at beetroot, and I was thinking, why is there so many game dishes like this? And it's like Mother Nature. It's Mother Nature that tells us to put these ingredients with the wild game and so on. It's due to the fact that that's what's in season at the time. So that's what we do. And then I spoke to my head chef, who's got quite a bit more experience than myself, and he said whiskey pheasant. He said old birds pheasant always.
Has he seen the label on the whiskey or the grouse? Is that what gave the inspiration?
That might be the thing. You see, like, you know, stick the bird in, in the pot, a bit of mirepoix. When mirepoix is carrot, celery, leek, garlic, all roughly chopped in the bottom. And do not put anything in there other than about 150 millilitres of whiskey. And I was like, really? You know, is this what it's about? And he's like, yeah. And then when the beard is cooked, all you do is add a block of butter. He said, you know, your heart will hate you, but your taste buds will love you forever.
I guess as long, you know, it is something that you're not going to be having every week, isn't it?
I don't know if it tastes that good, would I? Let the taste buds do the talking.
I suppose.
But yeah, as we're in game season, you know, you can play around with whatever you want, really. Just use Mother Nature as your guide.
But, okay.
You know, I thought the whiskey one was quite a good tip. With young birds, though, you can actually pan fry them, take the breast off, pan fry them. And, it used to be the king's thing. You know, the king used to go out shooting, a bit like the swan being the queen's bird. Game doesn't have a lot of fat on it, so it's quite hard to digest. So it's just pure.
It does if you put the butter on the whiskey.
Well, there is that, but that's what helps you out, really. So, yeah. So, yeah, it is about, you know, playing around with it and just going for it, really. With the pheasant, what I'd do is do a bit of cream potato, a bit of roasted vegetables with it, and just serve it as it is if I'm pot roasting it and doing it at a slow cook. But if I was going to do it fresh, what I'd do is just pan fry the breast and serve it with a bit of blackberry and beetroot. And, you know, you could do a croissant sauce with it or something, really.
Nice. And the different birds, how would you describe the difference in flavour between them?
Richness, really. It's going on richness and the fat content, really. And, you know, there isn't a lot in it, really.
So there's the low end of the scale. If you don't, you know, if there's without so much
pigeon,
fat.
Wood pigeon is just pure meat. There's a lot of meat on wood pigeon. There is no fat, really. And, you know, all you do with that is pan fry the breast and serve it straight away.
Okay. And at the opposite end of the scale, what would be more fattier meat?
There isn't really much difference in them, really.
Okay.
The only difference is the size of the bird and how much you cook them for, the age of the bird. And, you know, it's just playing around, really. They are very similar. And, you know, they don't eat rubbish. They eat a lot of vegetables and so on. And, well, you know, the corn and seeds and so on. So, you know, there's not a lot on them, really. Just play around with it. That's what it is, really.
Okay, no, that makes sense. And what about the larger creatures? I joked about the poor deer next door.
Oh, the venison.
Yeah, is that a whole other issue?
I'll tell you what. I worked in a pub once, and we had these shooters come in, and then this farmer came in, and he said, "Have you ever been out shooting?" I said, "No." So he took me shooting, and the best thing I've ever experienced as a chef is not me shooting the animal, because I don't really agree with it, but he took out we shot the venison. And he said, "Right, there's the liver. If you go and eat it, you need to eat it within half an hour, otherwise the poison's come out." We went back to his, we pan-fried it, straight on toast. It was the most amazing thing I've ever tasted. And then we stripped down the animal. We, you know, took the blood out and so on, gave it a couple of days, butchered it down and served it to the restaurant and used every bit of the animal out of respect. But flavours that go with venison, I'd do a trio of venison. And what I'd do is use the leg meat, braise it down, do a leg meat pie with mashed potato on top, Worcester sauce going through there, salt and pepper, and a bit of touch of HP sauce, just a touch, not too much because of spices. And then what I do is also do the tenderloin, pan fry that, and just medium rare that, and then do a tartare out of another part of the tenderloin. And then what I do is serve it with pear, Stilton, chocolate. Pear, Stilton, chocolate, yeah, and they're the flavours that we go with, really. And
gosh,
pear, Stilton, and chocolate is so amazing.
Yeah, and I've done. Let me think. Yes, I've done pear and Stilton. I'm trying to remember if I've done it with chocolate as well. But
gosh, it's amazing with venison, because it's got that richness, it's got the sweetness, it's all on there, it all works together. And, you know, I'm doing a game menu at the end of the month on the 24th and 26th, and it's all on there. And another dish I'm doing is game mixed grill.
Game mixed grill.
Game
gosh,
mixed grill. That's interesting. You ever had one of them?
No, I want one of those? I probably would, wouldn't I?
But it's great because there's a bit of fat content on there to level it all out. And what I'm doing is plum Yorkshire puddings with it.
Oh.
With a red wine jus.
Stop.
It's all on there.
We'll talk some more in a moment. Meantime, let's take a look and see what's happening on road and rail. That's the Cardigans and My Favourite Game. See what I did there? Jamie Manford is with us, the Drive Chef. And we were talking about the wonderful combination. Anything with Stilton in, I'm always in favour of. In fact, blue cheese generally. I've had that sort of combination in the past, but chocolate as well.
Yeah, so last time me and the boss, the head chef, Sean, we were talking about sticky toffee pudding and Stilton. And you were talking about the radio show today, and he's like, have you ever tried this? Have you ever tried that? And he said this thing to me. I was like, sticky toffee pudding and stilton. I was like, no chance. I'll tell you what, we played with it today, and what we're doing is we're playing with ideas, how we play with ideas.
But you're talking about serving with as opposed to mixing in, aren't you?
Mixing in. Just mixing in stilton with the sticky toffee pudding.
Gosh.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit out there, but, you know, that's what all chefs do. We like to manipulate ingredients. We like to do things different. And, you know, I was a bit like, no, I don't think it'll work. And he was like, no, give it a shot. And then we baked some fresh today, and it came out the oven, and he was like, have a go at that. And so I had a little nibble, and I was just like, no, I've got to eat the lot. And I was just like, I can't eat the lot, but I want to. You know what I mean? It was just one of those shut the back door moments. So it was great. It was fantastic. And so I brought you one along. And the whole idea behind this is what we're doing is thinking about taking the sugar out of the sticky toffee pudding, putting the stilton in there, and then serving it with a bit of venison, which will great ingredients. The dates, the ingredients from the sticky toffee pudding, the stilton will go great with it. Put it with a bit of venison for a bit of a game dish, and let's play with it and see where it goes. It might be even on Great British Bake Off next year. You never know, do you?
You do never know. Yes, it could be a surprise.
This could be the starting point.
Yeah.
Do you want to go? Do you want to get your chops around it?
Have we got a spoon, have we? That's probably.
I don't think you'll need one. I think it'll go in one go.
Hang on. Pass it over.
I'm passing it over.
Did Mr. Whiteside want to come around and join us in here?
Oh, actually? Here he comes. There's no stopping him.
So let's just gently...
I tried it when it first came out the oven.
I should take a picture of it, really, which we can then pop on the...
I can put it up
on the Facebook or Twitter or something.
A couple of spoons.
Later on. Yeah, Neil's finding a couple of spoons.
It might be Lady and the Tramp, this. You know what I mean?
Just too late. My finger and thumb have already been over it, but they're clean. At least they were when I came in. They can't see what the studio desk has done. Okay, so we'll pop that on the Facebook later on. Shall I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, it does.
Sounds a bit different, doesn't it? It's a bit off the wall. Mm. Well, that's what the chefs do.
I'll come over here on purple.
Somebody has to keep talking, by the way.
Oh, right, yeah, now. Sorry. Yeah, so what shall I talk about?
That does work.
It does, doesn't it?
That really does
work. You want to try when it comes straight on the oven, eh?
Oh, it's a gorgeous mix.
What a combination.
Hey, I tell you what.
That is spot on.
Those chefs are all over the place, aren't they?
Eh? Good, aren't
they? And it's interesting because of the kind of taste that the Stilton has, you're getting the toffee. I feel like I'm doing a wine critic here. You're getting the toffee first. There's a wine for you.
Yeah.
And then you get the Stilton coming afterwards.
As long as it doesn't taste like an inside of a leather handbag, it's fine.
In a way, there's a little bit of having cheese with chutney.
It is, yeah.
It's a little bit, in a way. It's kind of that mix of sweet and savoury. It's lovely.
Having another bit. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, here we go. But the whole thing is like we were talking about this idea last night, and what we're going to do is create a dish from it with game. And what I'll do is upload it and connect this link to it, and you can see it from there. Really, just give us a couple of days.
Gorgeous.
But that's the whole creativity of being a chef and being able to do what you want with Mother Nature.
I'm very much enjoying your creativity. Mm,
yes.
This evening.
Yes.
Quickly remind us, because you've got your charity event, which is coming up in a week or so.
So 11th, Remembrance Day. It's going quite well, actually. Still fully booked, but there is a cancellation list. I did have a table of 14 pull out the other day.
Table of 14?
Table of 14.
Trying to find a table which fits 14 is the first challenge.
There's 60 seats are going at the moment.
Susie Thorpe's house.
Well, there's actually 57 seats, and I've got 60 people booked, but there is a bar area that people can sit at. I did a demo the other week with Candice Brown and some other celebrities.
Are you going on Dancing on Ice as well?
No. I'm just going to
She's got new hair, I've noticed.
Has she really?
Publicity materials.
Yeah, she's looking good, and she did a really great demo. I met this guy called Charlie. He's a chef, he's on Sunday brunch, and he's offered to come and give us a hand with the charity night on the night, which is an extra special part. He's bringing some Norfolk produce down for raffle events and so on. So yeah, I'm really excited about
Norfolk produce, turkeys.
Norfolk produce.
Back to game again, aren't we?
Yes, it's all about the Norfolk produce. And you know, I met some great chefs, and you know, we were actually connecting Norfolk and Cambridge with me and them, really, and we're really connecting. So watch this space with that lot, really.
That's good. We need to do that to make sure we restore diplomatic relations with Norfolk. And if people want to go to this as well, how do they do that?
Just get in contact with me. I am on social media, Jamie Mountford, or on Twitter, Chef Juicy Jamie. So yeah,
So, did you start this when you were in the fourth form at school? That's a fourth form Twitter handle.
No, it's something quirky, isn't it? You know, it seems to stick in people's heads. So
you will now remember it.
I will. So, do you want this last bit then?
No,
I was just going to take it out.
But I see. No, you can take it out.
It's like watching two lovers fight.
I know.
It must have been good, eh?
I know. We need a breakfast chef. Breakfast chef Jamie Mountford will be.
I'll come in with the bacon croissants.
Exactly.
Jamie, thank you very much, as always, for joining us. Mr. Whiteside, I'll speak to you in a moment or two.
Yes, indeed. I'll go
off air. And here's Earth and Fire Memories.